Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Grace Nurture. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you and invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. As you all know, Grace Nurture is a ministry of the Grace View Church of Christ located in Stone Mountain, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. Today, our words of encouragement will be presented by Brother Bryant Tansel. Brother Tansel has been with us for quite some time now and has done a remarkable job. So it is my suggestion to you all that you stop whatever it is you are doing, you find yourselves a quiet corner, and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. His topic is State of Emergency for Christians. Brother Tansel, you are on the air.
Good morning, Danielle. Happy Friday to you and your family. Good morning to everyone on the call. I appreciate you joining this morning. There's a lot going on, and I wanted to get right to our message this morning. I want to say thanks to Sister Brenda, who sent me the lovely birthday card, and I really appreciate that. It's a great 50th birthday, and I'm going to have to send you one back. Or at least have a truck to back up to your house to surprise you, since you gave me such a wonderful, wonderful surprise. But thank you so much for the lovely birthday card you sent to me. So today's topic is State of Emergency Calling All Christians. There is a lot going on, and there's a mayday out there. There's an international distress call that's happening at this time if you look around you. And I'm going to read a little bit from this lesson here. It says, bearing false witness is mentioned many times in the Bible, exclusively as something bad. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor is the ninth of 10 commandments that Moses brought back with him from his encounter with God on Mount Sinai in Exodus 20 and 16. False witness or spreading a false report is associated with being allied with the wicked in Exodus 23 and 1, willing to do violence to others in Psalms 27 and 12, and sowing discord among brothers in Proverbs 6 and 19. The Bible calls bears a false witness lying in Proverbs 14 and 5 and compares a man who bears false witness against his neighbor to a violent weapon in Proverbs 25 and 18. So a lot of the lies that's being told out there harm people, and they hurt people, and they kill people. And a false witness, by definition, is one who stands up and swears before others that something untrue is true, especially with the intention of hurting someone else or ruining his or her reputation. If you look in the Bible, this happened to David in Psalms 27 and 12. Jesus in Matthew 26 and 60, also in Mark 14 and 56, and Stephen in Acts 6 and 13. When the wicked queen Jezebel wished to procure a vineyard for her sulking husband, King Ahab, she employed two false witnesses. Naboth, the rightful owner of the vineyard, was seated in an honorable place that day of fasting. But then two scoundrels came and sat opposite him and brought charges against Naboth before the people, saying, Naboth has cursed both God and the king. So they took him outside the city and stoned him to death in 1 Kings 21 and 13. So what the quote-unquote scoundrels said against Naboth was absolutely untrue. They were bearing false witness with impunity and with the queen's blessing. And as a result, an innocent man was killed. When a person is righteous and his enemies can find nothing with which to blame him, bearing false witness is a very common weapon. False witness killed Martin Luther King. False witness killed Medgar Evers. A false witness had Emmett Till killed. A false witness had George Floyd killed. A false witness killed Sandra Bland. A false witness caused the Tulsa race massacre. A false witness also caused the Scottsboro boys to be killed. And more recently, we learned about the Martinsville Seven who were pardoned because they bared false witness. And while we're talking about the Bible, if you remember, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ were killed by false witness. But what they didn't know that there was a bigger plan in place that gave us everlasting life. So the lies told by false witness come with a sinful human heart, along with murder, adultery, sexual immorality, theft, slander, and evil thoughts in Matthew 15 and 19. And Jesus said that a man is defiled by these evil things that come from the heart. The only possible cure for an evil heart that bears false witness is to receive a new, pure heart, which can only be given by God in Ezekiel 36 and 26. So we have to live our life by our actions, and we have to not bear false witness. And so that's why studying to show thyself approved builds us up in a way that makes us stronger, makes us be able to fight these false witnesses. False witnesses, as a matter of fact, give people the right to vote only 56 years ago and then turn around and take it away just by passing legislation. So when a person is indwelt by the Holy Spirit, he'll be like a fresh spring or a fruitful tree or a budding vine, bursting with good things in John 7 and 38, Psalms 1 verses 1 through 6 if you read, and also John 15 verses 4 through 5. The old is gone and the new takes place in Ephesians 4, 22 through 24. And those, my friends, who are in Christ and have a new heart that speak the truth, each of you must put off the falsehood and speak truthfully to your neighbor in Ephesians 4 and 25. And if you think of a person that's controlled by false witness, they're controlled by the flesh rather than by the Spirit of God. And he should repent of that sin and turn to Christ. My friends, in Exodus 20 and 16, it says, you shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. And this is something we have heard throughout the Bible, if you read it and read it consistently. In Psalms 27 and 12, it says, do not deliver me over to the desire of my adversaries, for false witness have risen against me, and such as breath, and such as breathe out violence. So these people breathe out violence. Violence is their middle name and their first name and their last name. And in Psalms 35 and 11, it says, malicious witness rise up. They ask of me things that I do not know. You know, if people are bearing false witness against you, the lie is something that you're not familiar with. You're getting accused of something that a false witness has created. And a lot of times these people know it's false, but sometimes they have a power of a keystroke on the internet or a keyboard in today's time, and they have the power of having a media presence. So we have to watch what we're listening to make sure we're not being influenced by false witnesses. In Proverbs 19 and 5, it says, a false witness will not go unpunished, and he who tells lies will not escape. And over in Proverbs 21 and 28, it says, a false witness will perish, but the man who listens to the truth will speak forever. So how do you speak forever? You can speak forever with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ's help. I'm going to give you a few examples of false witness and then read something that I wrote, and then we'll have our final prayer in just a minute. So some things that were on my mind of examples of false witnesses today says, man, I don't need to take a vaccination. And then they turn around and recommend a medicine meant for livestock that's not meant for human consumption. A false witness will tell you that you don't need to wear a mask in today's time. And I tell you, folks, I continue to wear my mask. I've worked in healthcare for over 20 years now, and I do not want the coronavirus the first time, even if I have been vaccinated. And I have. My goal is to stay away from it. I'll do everything I can to stay away from it. And I hope and pray that you do the same. So a false witness will also tell you when they see you wearing a mask, you know, you don't have to wear a mask if you've been vaccinated. you know, and that's their opinion. That's their knowledge of the subject. My knowledge of the subject is I want to stay protected. You know, a false witness would help you take out a payday loan for $150, and then in 30 days, we need you to pay us $450. A false witness will tell you, we can put you in that car that you love today. We just need to finance it for 72 months to get you in it. So if you sign right here, you could take it home today. A false witness will tell you, sign right here to get a cash price for your home. Here's $50,000. And then you turn around and rent the home for them, and your home is actually valued at $300,000, but they actually know that you can't pay off the $50,000. Would you give somebody $50,000 if their home was worth $300,000? Now, if you are a loan shark and you're into taking homes from people, that would be a great deal for you, but it would be a terrible deal for the person. So beware of these things out here, folks. Keep your minds clear and open and reach out to people that know a little bit more than you, that have your best interest in hand. We don't need to jump at something that's advertised on TV or a sign we see by the roadside every time we drive by it. There's people that are bearing false witness that do not have our best interests at heart. So I want us to think of getting back to the business of looking out for each other, for calling each other. And if the person doesn't pick up, just tell them that you're on the voicemail, that you're thinking about them, you care about them, you're praying for them, and you love them. Sometimes people are just in a bad way at the time. It's just not the right time for them to talk, and that's okay. But we can't get in our feelings about that person. Just do your part, and things will work out. That voicemail means a lot. So don't be discouraged today. Be uplifted. The Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is watching out for us. And there's something on my heart this morning. I want to read it. And I wrote it right after we buried a brother at our church, Brother John Baker. I wrote it that morning before church early. It was just on my heart. And with all the rain we're getting and the flooding and everything going on, I just want to read it to you. And I hadn't rewritten it. It was written in the frame of mind I was in that morning at 9 a.m. So it's titled, Let It Rain. Let it rain, Lord, after our seeds are in the ground. Let it rain when one of our members are no longer around. Let it rain, Lord, let it rain. Let it rain, Lord, like every day is spring. Let it rain to symbol the goodness that you bring. Let it rain, Lord, let it rain. Let it rain, Lord, to hear the mockingbirds sing. Let it rain, Lord, so we can take cover under the angels' wings. Let it rain, O Lord, let it rain. Let it rain, Lord, to ease the pain. Let it rain, Lord, for salvation is what we've gained. Let it rain, Lord, oh, let it rain. Now, if you'll bow with me in a word of prayer. Father, we come to you humbly this morning praying for the people affected by the hurricanes, the floods, the tornadoes, the coronavirus. We're praying for people without electricity, food, and shelter at this time. People have lost their homes, their cars, and all their valuables. And just when you think coronavirus may be the thing that takes them out, they lose everything due to a storm. Some people have lost their lives. Some people are sick and ill today, and the caregivers have to be stronger than the person that's ill or sick because they're caring for them. But Lord, in the circle of life, someone has to care for us at the end. So I ask that you give us the strength to do this, to perform this valuable job to the best of our ability. We continue praying for the John Baker family, the Robert Lee Armstrong family, Brother Clee Johnson, whose brother has cancer, Sister Danielle's husband traveling on the highways and byways, all the ministers on this call and their families. We pray for the Walker and Graham family and Mr. McFall's business. And we also pray for Mr. David Woodruff, who is entangled in some false witness testimony. Father, false witnesses can be the deadliest thing we face, and we've faced it for generations. We ask that you keep us strong, keep us together, bind us together, Lord, bind us together, bind us together. And we have to want to be bound together. And Lord, we pray that you continue to help us do this work. Have a great weekend, everyone. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
it's all night, and it's all day. Lord, an angel wants to go with me.
You know, every night, oh, I go to sleep, I know the angel
wants to go with me, my
Lord. I pray to the Lord above, so he keep, I know the
angel wants to.
I believe
all young angel wants to go over me.
And if I should die before I awake, now the
angel wants to go over me, my Lord.
I pray to the Lord my soul he would take.